You know, we always think the future kind of creeps up on us. But what if, for AI, it all happened in one day? That's what we're digging into today. We're going to look at September 11, 2025, a single fictional day that completely rewrote the rules for artificial intelligence. All right, so let's get into it. The thing is, the events of this day weren't random at all. Think of it like a bunch of different threads. You've got stuff happening in boardrooms, big moves in Washington, D.C., and on this one day, they all came together. And suddenly, AI wasn't just this abstract idea anymore. It was real. Very real.
And that's why this report calls it a significant inflection point. I mean, that's the perfect way to put it. It was the moment where this just explosive growth in AI slammed right into this massive push for some kind of control, some accountability. This is the day the game really, truly changed.
So first up, what was the first big thing that happened? Well, it totally blew up the old way of doing things. A whole new playbook for building AI emerged, and it's all about what experts are calling collaborative ecosystems.
And just on this one day, we saw three perfect examples of this pop up. You had a huge financial player pairing up with a top university to literally write the rules for AI and finance. Then you've got the city of Seattle basically saying, hey, our responsible AI plan is going to make us a hub for talent and business. And finally, you see a partnership trying to pull a classic, kind of slow-moving industry like insurance, kicking and screaming into the AI age.
Now that partnership between BNY and Carnegie Mellon, there's something really clever going on there. It's a strategy called preemptive regulatory moat building. Sounds complicated, but it's pretty simple. Instead of just sitting around and waiting for the government to tell you what the rules are, you get out ahead of them. You create the gold standard for responsible AI yourself. So when the regulators finally show up, guess what? Your framework is the blueprint everyone else has to follow. Talk about a competitive advantage.
Okay, so while all that's happening in the private sector, over in Washington, D.C., it's a completely different story. It's like the government is in a massive tug of war with itself. There's no single plan for AI. It's a nation completely divided on how to handle it.
And you can see this split perfectly right here. On one hand, you've got the Sandbox Act. That's all about permissionless innovation, basically letting developers bypass some rules to accelerate progress. But on the other hand, you've got the FTC playing the consumer watchdog saying, whoa, not so fast. We're going to use the laws we already have to make sure this stuff is safe for kids. I mean, these two philosophies are headed for a massive collision.
And get this. This fight is even happening inside the Pentagon. The big annual defense bill shows a military that's, well, got a split personality. The House version is all about speed, speed, speed. Get AI out there right now. We need that edge. But the Senate version? It's all about pumping the brakes. They're saying, let's build the safety rules and governance first. So the Pentagon is literally trying to do both at once, go as fast as possible, but also be super careful. A real two-speed strategy.
So while Washington is busy arguing with itself about the rules of the road, what's happening in the real world? Oh, you know, just the relentless engine of money, innovation, and technology still running at 1,000 miles an hour.
And here's a perfect example. On this exact day, the AI search startup Perplexity hits a valuation of, wait for it, $20 billion. That is just a staggering number. But it's more than just money. It's a signal to the whole market. It says that maybe, just maybe, the iron grip that giants like Google have had for decades might actually be breakable.
And the ripple effects from something like that? They're huge. We're talking about whole new industries being born. You know SEO, search engine optimization? Yeah, forget that. The new game in town is GOO, Generative Engine Optimization. It's not about climbing a list of blue links anymore. No, now it's about convincing the AI itself that your brand is the authority so you get baked right into its answer. This flips a multi-billion dollar industry on its head, like overnight.
Meanwhile, the tech itself is getting way smarter about being cheaper. Google comes out with this new technique called speculative cascades. Here's how it works, basically. A small, fast, cheap AI model spits out a first draft. Then the big, powerful, expensive model comes in and just proofreads it, only jumping in to fix the really hard stuff. So what does that mean? It means the race isn't just about who has the biggest, baddest AI anymore. It's about who can get you that power in the most efficient, cost-effective way.
And that totally changes where the real value is. Look, as the basic AI models become kind of like commodities, everyone has access to them, the new way to win, the new competitive moat, is something called the system of work. This is all the custom stuff you build on top of those models. Think about PwC using AI for financial audits, or Citius Tech putting AI into hospital systems. They're not just selling you a generic AI, they're selling you a whole solution that solves a specific, complex problem. And that is way, way harder for anyone else to copy.
Okay, so when you put all of this together, the business moves, the policy fights, the tech breakthroughs, it all boils down to one huge fundamental question. Where do we, the humans, fit into all of this?
On one side of that debate, you've got the visionaries, like Mark Zuckerberg. He's talking about superintelligence being insight, and he frames it as this incredibly empowering thing. The idea isn't to replace people, but to put this immense power in everyone's hands to help us all achieve our goals. It's that super optimistic, let's go faster view.
But then, on the very same day, that big, grand vision gets hit with a serious dose of reality. A report comes out that shines a light on the thousands of overworked, underpaid human workers who are the ghost in the machine. These are the people rating AI answers, labeling data, checking the model's outputs. They're the ones who make the AI work. It's a pretty stark reminder that behind all this artificial intelligence, there's still a massive foundation of actual human work.
Which brings us to the final, really tough question we're left with. With everyone rushing to put out an AI ethics plan, are we actually building systems that are genuinely responsible? Or are we just creating a kind of ethical theater? You know, checkbox AI ethics, where we look good on paper, but completely miss the real deep moral challenges. And that, right there, is the biggest challenge of this whole new era.